Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 12th of April, 2021. Today, another Minnesota man dead after a police incident, plus a new Masters champion and more. Here are some of the top headlines. A mother is the main suspect after 3 young children were found dead over the weekend in Southern California. 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo is suspected of killing her kids aged 3, 2, and 6 months and was involved in a custody dispute with the kids' father. A Virginia police officer has been fired after video of an incident where he pepper sprayed and forced to the ground a Black and Latino military officer. Army Lieutenant Karan Nazario filed a suit against police officers Joe Gutierrez and Daniel Crocker last month, and Gutierrez was fired. And more people fled their homes on the Caribbean island nation of St. Vincent on Sunday as La Soufriere volcano rumbled for a third day. Ash continues to fall after an eruption last week, and there have been reports of widespread power outages. It's week 3 in the trial of Derek Chauvin. The former Minneapolis police officer faces murder charges in the death of George Floyd. More medical experts testified last week. Criminal justice correspondent Tammy Abdullah has this recap.
Today we heard from expert witness Dr. Martin Tobin. Appearing on behalf of the prosecution, he's practiced for more than 40 years and is an expert in the physiology of breathing. He testified that any normal healthy person would have died had they experienced what Mr. Floyd experienced.
And they're pushing the handcuffs into his back and pushing them high. Then on the other side, you have the street. So the street is playing a crucial part because he's against a hard asphalt street. It's like the left side is in a vice. It's totally being pushed in, squeezed in from each side. It was almost to the effect as if a surgeon had gone in and removed the lung.
Chauvin's expert testimony was particularly devastating for the defense's case because he dismissed any prospect of fentanyl or methamphetamine or any drugs or his existing health situation being responsible for his death.
Mr. Floyd died from positional asphyxia, which is a fancy way of saying he died because he had no oxygen left in his body.
Another prosecution expert witness, Dr. Bill Smock, an emergency physician with a specialty in forensics, said that the officers should have immediately tried to resuscitate Floyd as soon as he stopped responding. This speaks to the concept of duty of care, that in Minneapolis Police Department, the motto is, "In your custody is in your care."
On Monday, jurors will hear more medical testimony by the prosecution. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in Floyd's death. You can follow along with live trial updates on USAtoday.com. As the trial of Derek Chauvin continues following George Floyd's death in Minnesota, the family of another Minnesota man says he was shot and killed by police on Sunday. Relatives of 20-year-old Dante Wright told a crowd in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, some 10 miles north of Minneapolis, that Wright drove a short distance after he was shot and died at the scene following a traffic stop. According to a Facebook Live video, Wright's mother said, quote, "He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from his rearview mirror," unquote. On Sunday night, about 100 people gathered at the scene where Wright died, according to the Star Tribune. The newspaper also reported that protesters pushed past police tape and there was a confrontation where people broke police car windshields and police fired non-lethal rounds to try to disperse the crowd. But as police presence fell later in the night, the crowd gathered calmly to light candles and write messages in chalk. Brooklyn Center Police said in a statement that officers stopped an individual just before 2 p.m. on Sunday after determining that the driver had an outstanding warrant. Police said that when they tried to arrest the driver re-entered the vehicle and drove away. An officer fired at the vehicle, striking the driver. And police said the vehicle traveled several blocks before hitting another vehicle. President Joe Biden will meet Monday with lawmakers surrounding his infrastructure plan. He'll meet with a bipartisan group of members of Congress and senators to talk through his proposed $2.3 trillion plan that he announced at the end of March.
It builds a fair economy that gives everybody a chance to succeed and is going to create the strongest, most resilient, innovative economy in the world. It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
The plan's budget would be split across transportation, quality of life at home, caregivers for the elderly and those with disabilities, and research, development, and manufacturing. To pay for it, Biden wants to raise the corporate tax rate to 28%. The White House notes that's still below what corporations paid before President Donald Trump's tax cuts in 2017. The administration would like the plan approved by this summer, but it may face an uphill battle as it moves through Congress. There's a new Masters champion, and for the first time in history, a Japanese male golfer has won a major. Hideki Matsuyama put on the green jacket at dusk in Augusta, Georgia, Sunday night, following a 10-under tournament. There was nearly major drama late as his pairing, Xander Schauffele, trailed by just two shots going into the 16th hole. But his tee shot landed in the water. He suffered a triple bogey, and the rest was history. Schauffele finished tied for third with Jordan Spieth, and in second, another one of the week's great storylines. 24-year-old Will Zalatoris finished 9-under in his first Masters, just a stroke back of a playoff with Matsuyama. The champion particularly dominated on par fives, going 11-under on the 16 par five holes that he played in the tournament. On his historic moment, Matsuyama said through an interpreter, quote, "Hopefully I'll be a pioneer with this win, and many other Japanese will follow. I'm glad to be able to open the floodgates, hopefully, and many more will follow me," unquote. Matsuyama's win came just 8 days after fellow Japanese player, 17-year-old Tsubasa Kachitani, won the Augusta National Women's Amateur. The holy Muslim month of Ramadan begins on Monday. The month features community, tradition, and celebration, along with daily fasting. Families gather for an early meal called suhoor and a post-sunset meal known as iftar to break their fast together. As things begin to reopen in the U.S., American Muslims will be able to celebrate in ways they were not last year. Masjid al-Salam, a mosque in Dearborn, Michigan, will host in-person service, though food will be served drive-through style. Globally, there are major restrictions in place in some countries, especially in North Africa. Morocco, Tunisia, and other countries are imposing a curfew throughout the holiday. Because Ramadan is tied to the lunar calendar, its date changes every year. This time, it'll span through May 12th, when it culminates with Eid al-Fitr, which breaks the fast. Thanks for listening to 5 Things. Be sure to drop us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and you can also listen wherever you find your audio. Thanks as always to Claire Thornton and Shannon Green for their work on the show. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.